finding them on the papers. It's hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen. But it don't talk on radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We're live today, Thursday, the 21st of September, from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network. And on today's program, I have Dar Jamail with us. He'll be coming up here in just a few minutes. You've noticed recently, ladies and gentlemen, in the news, they've been talking about, oh, well, is it really civil war over in Iraq? Well, of course it is. The fact that the mainstream media is now talking and bringing up the question, and I note here, the question, is it controlled in Iraq? Is all-out civil war taking place? Well, let's bring up a few of the Fox News contributors or the Communist News Network people, spinmeisters, whatever the case may be. Yeah, well, we're here to tell you that Iraq is in civil war. If you've been noticing, a lot of airtime has been given to Venezuelan president, the Iranian president. Why do you think that that is? I want to get Daryl Jamel's take on that issue. But Fox News just running UN speeches, letting Venezuelan president get up there and call Bush the devil, and it stinks like sulfur here. And I mean, he did the same thing again today. He went up to Harlem. He's promising an oil fuel deal, you know, home heating oil deal for the disadvantaged up in Harlem. And, of course, they love him for that. It is just astounding, ladies and gentlemen, what's happened in the last couple of days. And I'm still analyzing this and critiquing this. I've not quite made up my mind exactly what they're doing and why exactly they're doing it. But what I'm hearing here, where I think this is going, is to further legitimize the United Nations. And especially as far as Hugo Chavez goes, that he wants, he is up for a seat on the Security Council, apparently in January. And from all indications, it looks like he might just get it. But it's the reformation of the United Nations. Now, folks, I've talked about the United Nations before, and may have to do it again, about it being a communist front organization. Remember what I said on yesterday's program, folks? Communism was the antithesis to capitalism, or the United States, or the Western world. So after we get done expending all of our energies and a ton of money, well, communism, the walls will come down, and it's just going to be socialism. You know, Hugo Chavez is a socialist in Venezuela. You know, and to my thinking, I don't care what they are. You know, in whatever country. I care what we are here in this country, but the United States has always had a stake in fighting communism, and every time they fought it, communism just got bigger. And when we couldn't control it, well, we just jump in bed with them and earn a buck off of it, like we've done with Red China. So many red flags, no pun intended, going up, that you would think, you know, have these people in Washington, D.C. lost their minds. Well, we will talk about some issues here with Dar Jamail coming up here in just a couple of minutes on Republic Broadcasting Network, folks. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll kick this thing off. Stay tuned.
Hey, Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stachmiller.
All right, folks, we are back here. Without further ado, I have Dar Jamail online. Good afternoon, Dar.
Good afternoon, John. Thanks for having me.
Well, yes, sir. Thanks for being with us. And, you know, I have not done this enough, but let me just from the outset give out your website, Dar Jamail. That's D-A-H-R-J-A-M-A-I-L, Iraq, IRAQ.com. Dar, I know that a lot of things have been going on in the Middle East. George Bush has been handed his head on a platter here at the United Nations. Not that I give the United Nations much credence and as a body, supposedly as a world peace organization, but it's been rather fascinating. And apparently, watching the Kofiered paid talking heads on the news medias, they're reduced to name-calling the individuals that have been stirring up the pot against George Bush. I wanted to take off from that first and see what your take was on that.
Well, I'm a little confused as I was listening to you discuss it earlier before the break about, you know, why are they getting so much media attention? And I look at this strictly through the lens of what's happening in the Middle East and then how is the corporate media trying to keep attention diverted away from that? And I think I would have to say that would be my take, where let's instead give attention to all these basically meaningless speeches at the UN because otherwise we're going to have to maybe give a little attention to Iraq, where attacks against U.S. forces are through the roof. The average of soldiers being killed now this month is higher than it's been in the last half year. The situation is so spiraled out of control. Over 6,000 Iraqis have been killed in the last 2 months alone. So it's so out of control there. I see, as far as looking at it through the media lens, maybe they're doing something akin to what they did during the Israeli assault against Lebanon. Well, let's use that to take all the media attention off the real U.S. occupation, which is a total failure at this point. So I think that would be my guess as to maybe one of the tactics that they're using.
Well, and that seems, in my estimation, that seems kind of risky and dangerous for them, because when Hugo Chavez got up and said that this place stinks of sulfur, you know, George Bush is the devil. I mean, there was a lot of people in attendance attendance. I mean, there was a lot of people there. And they were clapping afterwards. Now, these were heads of states and ambassadors from all over the world. And we've been, in the American media, they keep wanting to paint George Bush. They keep us isolated from all the negative stuff from all the foreign press. But there's the dignitaries and the heads of states sitting there clapping this socialist guy from Venezuela. And it's the oddest thing. I mean, they follow him down to Harlem. They put on his entire speech. That seems to be rather risky to me, Dar.
Well, it really is, but I think it could be a cutting their losses type of thing, and maybe they're desperate since the November elections are coming up, that at all costs we have to keep the situation off of Iraq. And if you look at the rhetoric coming out of the Bush administration, which I've taken to calling the Cheney administration in my columns these days, because, you know, let us not be distracted by Bush. He is simply a puppet. But really, the rhetoric coming out of this administration about the upcoming elections, when they're going around stumping for these Republican candidates, they have shifted all the way away from Iraq, and it's all the way back on terrorism and 9/11 and fear. We have to keep the people in fear. So I would think that really they're so desperate to keep the situation off of the catastrophe of Iraq, which is getting worse by the day, that perhaps they're more willing to go ahead and take the chance of, well, let's just keep it focused on Chavez, and maybe we can drum up some anger amongst the population towards Chavez down in Venezuela and what he's doing in the UN right now.
Well, and the only thing that I can think of, I mean, I was just flabbergasted watching this transpire in the last couple of days. The only thing that I could think of is that maybe we are set for this new cycle in the political regime in Washington, D.C., that the Democrats are poised to take over the House and maybe the Senate and gain control once again. See, they like to do that here, Dar. They gave us 8 years of Bill Clinton. He was a one-worlder. They give us 8 years of George Bush. You know, they keep calling him lame duck presidents, presidents when they are winding down in their administration. So the die has been cast. The Democrats don't agree with the war in Iraq. They don't agree with George Bush, but they sure agree on one thing, and this is this continued war on terrorism. So maybe George Bush, they figured George has run his useful life, put the idiot on the shelf, let him get beat up. Let's keep anything away from him on a legal basis or treason charges or whatever. Let's just laugh at him for the next 2 years. And then we'll bring in the new regime, and this time they're going to carry out George Bush's wishes, and this is this phony 100-year war on terrorism.
I agree, because I think that's, you know, it's something that we've seen them use in the past, and that is really, I think, a really good analysis of what is happening right now, where let George Bush take all the flack. He can't run again. He's used up. Let's just let him take all the heat. Meanwhile, yes, exactly as you say, whoever comes into power next, whether they be Republican or Democrat, they're simply going to be beholden to the same people powering the Bush-Cheney regime. So I think that's exactly what we're seeing.
Well, and it's going to make for some interesting press. I mean, I'm watching the media here, and I just, you know, it's almost getting desperate. It's becoming screechy. The name calling and everything else. When they can't discuss. Now, I would take a totally different tact. I would put the happy face on this thing, and I would put on the more serious face and interviewing people and taking some of the sound bites and then getting the intellectuals or the paid correspondents that they have, put them on the set and let them run ad nauseum and go off in different directions and just basically bore people to death with their endless rhetoric. But the tone is becoming shrill and shriek, and they look more like school children because you took my ball or you stole my lunch or, you know, you idiot, you bad boy, you this, you that. I mean, it's been reduced to that sort of mentality.
It has, and it's very, very insulting, but I think all of it is really a smokescreen. All of these different tactics, even this dumbing down and this insulting rhetoric and these techniques that you just outlined that are being used, it's very important, and I've been paying a lot of attention to this lately, really looking a bit more in-depth at the media and the tactics that are being used and who's on the boards of these giant media corporations and on down the line. And really, it's all about, at this point, I think, keeping people's eyes off the real issues. I mean, candidates don't even really talk about specific issues anymore. Let's talk about how much money is being poured into the Iraq debacle. Let's talk about how much money is being taken away from programs that might help people instead of kill people. Let's talk about why this government is so off track, what's really wrong in this country. Instead of being very, very specific, candidates just talk about things like a war on terror, these giant, nebulous, really meaningless terms at the end of the day, and really let's keep people distracted from the real issues, basically while we steal from them and continue to run this country into the ground. And I think these are all the tactics, again, that you just outlined. That's exactly what they're aimed to do.
Well, and it's very interesting. I've got to let the listeners, especially the shortwave audience out there, know today that we are not being jammed today. And, Dar, I have never experienced this at this level. The shortwave frequencies for, let's say, just some people that are tuning in the U.S. and not over in the U.K. or Australia or someplace other than the United States, they got desperate yesterday. What I talked about for better than an hour was the root of communism, the real root of communism and socialism, and tying that to modern-day Israel. And I'll tell you what, they brought in the big guns. They not only blanked out this shortwave station, they also were blanketing another shortwave station, and it was rather fascinating. So it has been said before that when you get over the target, if you're not taking the flak, then you're really not on the right target. And yesterday, I just nailed it, and they nailed me. So which tells me I am on the right track. We've had this phony war against communism. That we know what the globalists want. They want their global governance. They want their World Bank controlling the currencies all over the planet, preferably and eventually with one currency. But we've had these little false flag operations, the phony opposition pop-up of the communist and the socialist and this, that, and the other. And we're going into, this is what they plan, is worldwide socialism under the guise of world government. And, you know, that's the ticket. And yesterday, they just absolutely hammered me. They couldn't shut off the Internet. They couldn't get to the satellite. But they sure did it on the shortwave. And I thank you guys for doing that. That just tells me where the real enemy lies. And again, I tie this in, and this is what Ahmadinejad has been saying from Iran. This is what Hugo Chavez and his kind of socialistic bent has been kind of getting to, but really not saying it. This is the pitting of the Zionists in the Middle East against their neighbors over there. And when I spell these things out, they don't like this at all.
Well, it's very interesting to hear that someone out there has resorted to jamming the shortwave frequencies. And actually, I've had reports of that happening from Iraq. Whenever information starts to come out of that directly from people on the ground going across that system, that I know several people in Baghdad who regularly transmit from there have talked about being jammed from time to time, or then even being issued threats over the shortwave from other people claiming to be in Baghdad, that if they keep talking about these things, then something bad might happen to them. So it is, and I think that's really, it's an important thing to note, because it's where we're at, and how much further is this going to go until enough people wake up and decide it's time to stop this direct control, this direct suppression.
Well, and they've done it through the mainstream media, but thank God for the Internet. Thank God for shortwave radio. And thank God to our affiliates out there that have the courage to carry this programming. Because, folks, you really can handle the truth. We'll be right back.
If you're like the millions of Americans living day to day, trying to make ends meet, then you wouldn't want to pass up this opportunity. Employment and job security are at an all-time low, while the cost of living, supporting your family or lifestyle, and credit card debt just keep going up. So what if I told you there was a way to earn the kind of money you need and deserve? Build financial freedom. Secure a future for you and your family. And do it all right from the comfort of your own home with no money at risk. Now you can by starting your own business and becoming a part of the LifeWave team. LifeWave has developed a line of groundbreaking products using drug-free and chemical-free patches which work along the same principles as Qi that Asian cultures have used for thousands of years. LifeWave patches energize the body's own bioelectrical field to help create more energy and stamina, improve rest and concentration, and relieve muscle aches and pains without putting any type of stimulants or other substance into your body. This is something that everyone can use. All lifestyles, all ages. Just think of the possibilities. Now you can stop living in the past, get out of debt, and become part of the future, your future, by starting your own business today and becoming part of the LifeWave team. To learn how you can become part of the LifeWave team, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't sit back and let this opportunity pass you by. Take charge of your future. Act now.
Order the DVD of a lifetime, Into Evidence, Truth, Lies, and Unresolved Mysteries in the Murder of JFK. This landmark video is the most comprehensive presentation ever delivered on the assassination and features the leading experts in every field of scientific investigation. 32 hours of research presented on the most controversial murder of the 20th century. This compilation will make a great addition to your collection. To order this beautifully packaged 8-DVD set, visit our website, intoevidence.net/US.
Headline News. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The council to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. My guest today, and I'm always pleased to have this man on because the reason why, one of the main reasons why my guest got into what he does, an independent journalist and not afraid. Last time I interviewed Dar Jamail, he did it from Lebanon, from Beirut, and the bombs were flying, folks. So this man is of Lebanese descent, and he can move around in those countries. And he's not part of the embed. People trust him. He's able to move relatively freely in behind the enemy lines, so to speak, at least according to the U.S. government. And the last time we had him from Beirut, it was a fascinating interview. I mean, that was the hot spot, the Hezbollah in Israel. And that very well could have been, ladies and gentlemen, a wag the dog scenario. But look what the solution is once again. Well, we have to call the U.N. peacekeepers in to make sure that there's no incursions back and forth across the borders. And again, what I think this program is about is the UN has been languishing, and they need to reinforce the United Nations. And do not forget, ladies and gentlemen, what the UN is and who has always been the head of the United Nations, who has always been its president. I don't care if it's Boutros-Ghali or the guy they got now. It doesn't matter. It has always been a communist, folks. So, again, I wish to express to people that to move from communism and then socialism doesn't look that bad, does it, under global governance. Dara Jamail, we were talking about Iraq. And in the last couple of months, 6,000 Iraqis have died. They are now in the mainstream media debating the question, and it's just a question, that is there a civil war in Iraq right now?
It's really absurd and insulting. I mean, we were talking earlier about the tactics they use to really insult people's intelligence, and this is really, you know, we just question the assumptions that this kind of statement makes about the average person, the average consumer of corporate media, that is there maybe civil war? You know, I mean, let's just turn the tables on this and look at it through the lens of if this type of thing were happening in this country where we had been invaded and there were operations going on, turning people against one another and trying to foment a civil war. And we look at the fact that, the rough population of Iraq is about 27 million. So multiply that by 10 and we roughly have the population of the United States. So if we have 6,000 people there, dead in the last 2 months. What if 60,000 people here died over a 2 month period? Would people here still be wondering, well, is there a civil war going on? Or, you know, or is this just a bad crime, you know, bad crime wave or something?
I mean, your neighbor, Fred Schmidlap, just got mowed down on the street corner, and you're going to wonder if there's something going wrong.
Right, and that's really the ignorance that these media outlets are assuming on the people that consume them, and it's really insulting. But, you know, this civil war has been going on in Iraq since, at the latest, it started back in December 2004, and I think the mechanisms were already in place and in motion even several months before that. We had much evidence, even in Baghdad, of death squads going around and bodies tortured and drilled and eyes gouged out of the bodies, this type of thing turning up on the street on nearly a daily basis, even that far back, and then flash forward to September 2006, and this is what we have as a result of that policy.
Well, and note again, folks, what the rhetoric is from the mainstream media is that, and out of the Bush White House, it has been, well, not that your military campaign, starting with your shock and awe, thank you, Mr. Rummy, that was a failure. Your intelligence was obviously faulty. No, it was an outright lie, the reasons why we went in there. But to keep this shifted off of the occupation, and simply put, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Dar, that what they start talking about was that, oh, it's insurgents and it's terrorists. Now we're talking about Iran supplying the terrorists and different, you know, arms and whatever else, explosives into Iraq for these insurgents. Basically, the way I look at Iraq right now, yes, there is a power struggle going on in Iraq. Saddam Hussein was deposed. He was thrown in jail. There is a power struggle over there right now. But this is against, basically, the occupation of the United States military in Iraq right now. Am I off base on that?
No, you're exactly right. And this is something that even if we look at statistics generated by the U.S. military itself, and keep in mind how this statistic has been so horribly misrepresented and not even reported and bastardized by the corporate media, where the U.S. military itself admits that 96% of all the attacks being waged against them are by Iraqis themselves, not by foreigners, not by terrorists, but by Iraqis who've chosen to join the Iraqi resistance. So that means 4% maximum, 6% maximum. It's 94% of the attacks against them are from the Iraqi resistance. So that means 6% maximum are from foreign terrorists. But then how is that so misrepresented in the corporate media, where the average person here then, after consuming corporate media for months and years on end, thinks, oh, well, if it just weren't for the damn terrorists in Iraq mucking everything up, this U.S. occupation might well be a great success.
Well, and how would we react to that here in the United States, folks? I know this takes a lot to use your imagination on this one, but try it. What if, say, Mexico or even our peaceful friends to the north, the Canadians, decided to occupy the United States? What would we be doing right now? And would there be infighting and power grabs from the Democrats or the Republicans right now? Think about it. And try to transpose that on Iraq. Different society, different culture, understood. But how would the people react? We'll be right back with my guest today, Dar Jamail.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. Join Jeffrey Bennett and myself each day at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we'll give you the flip side of the day's financial and political news. Had Warren Buffett tuned in, he could have saved himself $1 billion. You see, Mr. Buffett bet against the dollar 2 years ago. Had he had chosen buying gold instead of foreign currency, he would have made $2 billion. Don't make the Buffett mistake. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 and let us help you ensure your wealth against dollar depreciation. For daily updates on the condition of the dollar, visit our website at republictradinggroup.com. Or as I said, just give us a call at 1-800-691-7898 and speak with Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898. And thank you for your support of Republic Broadcasting Network.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom in the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, folks, we are back. I was just outside checking the shortwave frequency, and, well, they're at it again. My apologies for you out there straining your ear against the speaker to our shortwave audience. A reminder why you can still hear this. Michael Collins Piper is now being broadcast on 5050. Okay, so at 6 o'clock Central Time, the Piper Report will be heard on 5.050. Dar, in the Middle East, you did a story back on September 5 talking about how the U.S. military has lost control over Al-Anbar province. And that's not a small province over there, is it?
It is the biggest province in the country. It's the huge western province that goes basically from just west of Baghdad all the way over to the border of Jordan. It borders Saudi Arabia to the on the southwestern border of that province, and then to the north it borders Syria.
Now, there is a gentleman, Ahmad Salman. He's an historian from Fallujah. And with your interview with him, he said, we're talking about nearly a third of the area of Iraq. He said that the actions, the military, what the U.S. military is doing, and what they are basically doing, folks, is running these huge operations, and a lot of people are dying. He said, but their actions ruin their goal because they use these huge, violent military operations which kill so many civilians and make it impossible to calm down the people of Al-Anbar. 6,000 Iraqis dead. This doesn't look like an occupation that is designed to establish a new government and to help the Iraqi police and their military help take control of Iraq. Is there any possibility, by any stretch of the imagination, with the tact that the United States is using over there, that this is in fact going to work? Bush keeps saying we need more time with this. Yes, the Iraqi police were training them, and there will be peace in Iraq. The government is being established, and things are settling down. Your thoughts on this?
Well, it's really absurd. And again, if people had access to the real information, even just to what the U.S. military itself has been reporting, where many of the commanders themselves are coming out and have been coming out for over a year now saying, you know, this is a bad policy. This is not working. If we really wanted to win people's hearts and minds, we should take a radically different approach. Even, for example, the commander in charge of Fallujah prior to the April 2004 siege of that city, even after the four Blackwater contractors were killed there on March 31st, said, no, I don't think it's going to be beneficial to us to raid the entire city. We should keep on with these construction projects. We are winning some people's trust. They are starting to believe in us that we are trying to help. He did not want to siege the city. That order came directly from the White House. We see this over and over and over in Iraq, and right now everything you just mentioned is a case in point where all these operations killing so many people, turning more and more Iraqis against the occupation, whereas now well over 90% of the people in this country are vehemently opposed to the policy, and it's because rather than listening to the military people, these orders are coming down from people like the chicken hawks, like the Bushes, the Cheneys, the Rumsfelds, the Rices, who have no understanding of the military and, of course, never served themselves.
Well, your story on September 18, on the issue here of collective punishment. Now, folks, let's jump in the Wayback Machine here for a second. There were sanctions against Iraq for a number of years. It hurt them badly. Then when we did our shock and awe campaign, we saw the United States military do to Iraq exactly, they must have been using the same playbook, just change the name on the front cover of the playbook, but exactly what the Israelis did in Lebanon with going after the infrastructure, electric power, grids, power plants, it doesn't matter, infrastructure, bridges, it didn't matter. We did the exact same thing in Iraq. Now what's happening again is that the infrastructure is being gutted and destroyed again, cutting water and electricity for days and even weeks. And this is, as you stated, a routine reaction to the resistance. Now, this is going on again. Now, Hearts and Minds program, you don't kill 6,000 Iraqis. You don't take their infrastructure once again away from them and expect them to turn around and give you big wet kisses.
Right, exactly. It is just a continuation of this policy that's been being waged against Iraq since back in 1990 and 1991 with Bush's daddy, continued on, happily continued on through the Clinton so-called administration from 92 to 2000, where some of the largest airstrikes were carried out against Iraq during the Clinton administration, of course, targeting that infrastructure, continuing to target infrastructure that was targeted by Bush Sr. as far as water infrastructure, water treatment plants, the electrical plants, the electrical grid, phone exchanges. And this is continuing today, and to pour salt onto a very open wound, these contracts, billions and billions of U.S. taxpayer money that has gone directly into the pockets of these corporations like Bechtel, of course, headed by George Shultz, who is tied. Shultz was on the board there. Shultz, of course, very closely linked with the current Bush administration and the previous Bush administration. And on the ground, it looks like they've accomplished approximately nothing regarding the infrastructure. So, again, this is another facet of why this is such a failure, why most Iraqis are vehemently opposed to this occupation, because they're the ones who they're watching their children with diarrhea drinking polluted water after these glorious, shining promises made by the Bush administration that this occupation would bring them a better life.
Well, and we're claiming that we're the Liberation Army. Now, we liberated Iraq from Saddam Hussein, which I want to get to Saddam Hussein and his trials here in a second. But the judges have gone, it's like a revolving door on who's sitting on the bench this week in the Saddam Hussein trial. There doesn't seem to be an effective way to prosecute this madman over there. It's rather fascinating. I've always said about this, Dar, that the Saddam Hussein trial should be televised. We've spent billions and billions and billions of dollars. We are hailing ourselves as being the liberators against this evil man, and they can't even put on a trial to try to convict this guy because they can't keep a judge, evidently, on the bench.
It is really astounding, and it's yet another of the myriad of ways that this administration has managed to destroy any idea of U.S. credibility in Iraq, where they can't even hold a legitimate trial of this deposed dictator. It is a mockery where this man is allowed to stand up in court and taunt people and taunt judges and be thrown out and going on these hunger strikes and basically just make a mockery of the whole thing. But really, viewing this as far as how much of a debacle this entire invasion and occupation has become, directly as a direct result of the leadership, the so-called leadership of this Cheney administration, really, it's really not surprising to see yet here's another situation that instead of using this to their advantage, that they actually did manage to catch Saddam Hussein, that they could bring him to justice, is something that they, with handling that the right way, they certainly could have used that to their advantage to at least maintain a little bit of credibility. But yet even this, they have so grossly mishandled it that is one more area where U.S. credibility and our reputation as a country is being drugged through the dirt.
Well, the chicken hawks are now heating up another front on the stove, so to speak. They're talking about sending the U.S. military into Pakistan because they now know where Osama bin Laden is. Your take on that one?
Well, it's, you know, it's sometimes hard to even respond to this type of thing because some of the information I have is that they've had a pretty good idea of where he has been for a long time. And, you know, the reason that they haven't been able to really turn down the screws in Pakistan is because Bush has been so behind their puppet dictator Musharraf over there. And it would certainly be really bad PR then to say, hey, we're going to have to start sending our military into this country that we've been touting now since just after 2001 as being one of our close allies in the fight against terror. So yet another giant PR disaster for the Bush administration.
Well, and that's what I was going to mention next, that we've been touting, or at least Bush has. When I say we, I should qualify that. That you're right. It's the Bush administration that has been declaring that Pakistan is our great ally on the war on terror. And this whole scam about worldwide terrorism, you know, when this whole thing started, we watched September 11, 2001 happen. And then we watched the president, and immediately Osama bin Laden was targeted as being the mastermind from the caves over there in the Middle East somewhere. Was it Afghanistan? Was it Iraq? Well, it couldn't have been Iraq because at that time Saddam Hussein was still in power, and these two guys didn't like each other, so it was not very plausible that he had any toehold whatsoever in Iraq. So, okay, say for sake of argument, it was in Afghanistan. Immediately after we saw that, was there way of dealing with resistance around the world, and it doesn't matter, political resistance, resistance to the global governance scheme, whatever, all of a sudden we have worldwide terrorism. And as I said at the top of the hour, Dar, this is what is really scary, because even if, say, that the newspaper said yesterday, the headline said that no pull out, no troops home by Christmas, well, no kidding. No troops are coming home from Iraq by Christmas, probably by next Christmas or the Christmas after. But what's really, really scary about this is that now here comes the friendly opposition. The Democrats control more power in the United States, but we are going to continue with the blueprint for the phony war on terrorism. That is scary.
It really is, and this is exactly the plan, right? War without end. I mean, this kind of eternal war to feed the corporate media oil industry complex that both of these parties are behind. And I try to be very clear about that as I go around the country from time to time and give presentations. And people say, well, you know, should we vote for the Democrats, or, you know, what should we do? And, you know, just to be very, very clear that, you know, there really isn't a difference between the Democrats and the Republicans. They're basically just two arms of the same system, and falling into that trap of believing that voting for one or the other is going to actually generate change in this country, is going to get the job done, is definitely a mistake, and that we have to think very much outside that box and accept the fact that this system is a failure and doesn't work, and is not anything along the lines of what any of us truly want this country to be and what this country was designed to be.
Let's go to the phones. Dave in New York. Thanks for holding, Dave.
Yes, how you doing? Your guest is excellent. You mentioned a whole bunch of things. I wanted to talk about immigration, but you said, what if we were being invaded from Mexico? We are. You want to talk about invasion and occupation? Our community is invaded and occupied. I am a constitutional conservative, and I can tell you right now, we don't need any more laws on immigration. This is all a show what you're doing in Congress. Illegal aliens are already illegal. Otherwise, they wouldn't be called illegal aliens. Treasonous President Bush refuses to enforce existing immigration laws, and he should be impeached for violating Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. He has not defended the states against invasion, and he has not provided us with a Republican form of government because illegal aliens are above the law.
That is a truism, and you're right. We are occupied by a foreign power, encouraged by Vicente Fox, and also encouraged by George Bush. And let us not forget Ronnie Reagan's grand plan for the amnesty back in 1986. And that was really the start of the problem, and it's been continuing for 20 years.
But you know what? See, like, I know I've been on a lot of shows, and a lot of people will say Vicente Fox is the problem. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a Vicente Fox fan, but we have one person whose job is to defend the United States, whether it be against Khrushchev or Castro or in the past or any, there's always been bad guys. And the President of the United States, it's his job to seal that border. It's not the job of Vicente Fox to say don't go there. I'm not defending Vicente Fox. What I'm saying is our president, we give him money. We give him lives of our citizens. We give him the military. He has everything at his disposal to stop that invasion. It is the George Bush's fault. No one else. No one else other than, you can say, the Republican Congress should oversight him. They didn't oversight him, and they didn't oversight Clinton on this issue either. Okay, so, you know, like I said, I'm a constitutional conservative. I would vote payback for a Democrat before I would vote for this neocon fraudulent sellout Republican Party.
Okay, now you just hit it right on the head, Dave, and I said this before. We had 8 years of Billy Boy, and then we had, we had 4 years of GW's Daddy Bush.
Right.
Then we had 8 years of Bill Clinton. We've got 8 years of GW, and we'll cycle back around and see, this is the choice that you're being given. okay? But it's still the same pot of stew. You're just being served on a different plate.
Right, but there's a little bit more of a betrayal factor, because when Bush ran in 2000, okay, I was very involved in that, and he did criticize Clinton justifiably, as we all did, and he ran on a pro-law enforcement platform. He said he is going to enforce the law. So
yeah.
He really betrayed his...
Well, no, he did exactly what he said he was going to do. He was going to use law enforcement. He has turned this country into a police state. It is what Bill Clinton couldn't have gotten away with because, after all, he was a Democrat. But now that we got the good, godly man of George Bush in office, he can do anything he damn well pleases. This is the political game that's being foisted on the American people.
But the aggression by the, I don't know, in our community we've seen it, the aggression by the illegals towards the citizens. I mean, I went into a gas station once, and they launched a stone attack on me. I mean, they're
really?
Here, and get out of town. That's it. Wherever they stand, if they stand on your front yard, they own that now.
Well,
and Bush places him above the law, and believe me, you'll be the one in handcuffs, not them.
Let me put it to you this way, my friend. No, I will not be stoned in my country by foreigners, illegal foreigners in my country.
Well, then you'll be the one in handcuffs.
No, there won't be nobody standing to make a complaint against me.
Well, when you got about 20 guys doing that, you know.
yeah?
Well, I'm just saying it works. They're above the law. See, if they're arrested, okay, someone will come in and post bail. This is how it works in the real world. Either the church, the Catholic Charities, or an advocate will come in, and unless they commit a very, very vicious crime where they're going to be held without bail, someone will post bail, and they skip, and they're gone, and they never face the justice system. We had a woman who was killed in such a manner. The guy was arrested, posted bail, skips, was never held justice. But like I'm saying, if that's you, you're held accountable, and you just can't pick up and run that easily.
Well, have you ever seen a man in a gas station with a gas nozzle in his hand and a Bic lighter?
Well,
hey, we got a break, Dave. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. We'll take the break, folks. We'll return right after this. 800-313-9443. We are occupied, folks. Free trade area of America deals. They're trying to legalize all these illegals in the country right now.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We are back. Let's take another call here. Clarence in Oklahoma. Hello, Clarence. Go ahead, Clarence. You're on the air.
Okay. Thanks, John.
Yeah.
I want a mega bravo. I don't want to sound like another radio show here, but for your, that talk you gave yesterday that you read, that should be heard by, I want to get copies of that.
Well, you can call the network, 800-724-2719, and you can get that on CD, MP3, or you can download it from the web.
Okay, I don't have a computer yet, so I'll get a hold of it, because I want copies of that, and I'm going to be handing those out.
Well, and you understand why I said that they had to blank that out.
Yeah. Oh, you know, and you were exactly right. That jamming right there, that just confirms that you're hitting them right where they don't want to be hit.
I've been doing it for almost 14 years on shortwave internationally, and that is the first time that they brought out the big guns and just blanketed it all. I mean,
yeah, I listened to shortwave since I was in high school, many more years than I want to think ago. And I can remember the old days of the Cold War when I listened. You could hear the jamming stations in Eastern Europe, you know, the buzz saws and the different sounds, and they even had one station that played one song over and over again. It was called the Kiss Me Honey station. They played the same record called Kiss Me Honey. It was jamming some station out of Iran at the time. And so you can hear all kinds of stuff. That's why I love shortwave. You can hear all kinds of stuff on there. But, yeah, everything your guest is saying. I've heard Dar before on other programs, and he's to be commended. He's been, he's put himself in harm's way.
Well, and also, I must emphasize, and Dar, I don't know what your schedule is looking like, but eventually you're going to be doing a show on this network.
I hope so, yeah. As we've discussed in the past, I'm trying to get a book out, so I'm quite busy right now. But hopefully sooner rather than later, that would be great.
Yeah. Go ahead, Clarence, the reason for your call here.
Okay. I just wanted to ask a quick question, and I'll go ahead and get you up to your break here. I don't know if anybody heard. I was about half awake. I work evenings, and I was about half awake this morning. And I heard someone say that Karl Rove was quoted as saying that there was going to be an October surprise. I'm not sure I heard that right. Have you seen any type? They wouldn't pull my satellite on me. I'm waiting for cable. So I don't have any real news resources on the radio right now.
Yeah, Dar, anything on your side? I've heard the predictions being made about an October surprise, and I think that's in regards to a possible second terrorist attack of equal or greater effect here in the United States, and I'm in reference to September 11th.
I really don't have much to add on that. I have heard a little bit of chatter about it, but nothing that I can substantiate. But I always remain open to the possibility that, you know, these people are lunatics. October is always a critical month, known throughout the world to be what it means for the electoral process here. So it is certainly a time for all to pay very close attention to what they're saying and, more importantly, to what they're doing.
Well, that's pretty much kind of what I wanted to know, and I just wondered if there was a source, or unfortunately, I didn't go to work this evening, so I don't have a computer access where I could look that up.
You know,
I want to see if he actually said that.
Yeah, my gut reaction to this is that if there were another terrorist attack here in the United States, it would be a go-for-broke scenario, martial law, lock everything down, and go into the martial law program, but there's a lot of eyes of doubt, and especially in the European medias, in England, all over the world, that are thinking that this whole 9/11 deal was a false flag terrorist act to allow us to go into the Middle East. But I don't know if they are going to go for the gusto, because too many eyes they will be a-watching. I don't know. It's a coin toss, my friend.
Okay, thanks a lot, John.
All right, Clarence, thank you. I appreciate it. Dar, I appreciate your time. I'll tell you what, hang on for a few seconds. I'll bring up your short segment on the other side. We'll take the minute and a half break, folks. We'll be right back.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.